Hello, it is Friday, January 24th, 2025, and here are readings from our daily reading plan in view as we together as a family of families seek to keep His face in view so that we can know Him more and make Him known all the more. To do this today, we're going to be reading Psalm chapter 17, 1 through 7, 1 Chronicles chapter 24, 1 through 30, and Acts chapter 16, verses 4 through 15. We're going to begin today with Psalm chapter 17, verses 1 through 7. Hear a just cause, O Lord, attend to my cry. Give ear to my prayer from lips free of deceit. From your presence let my vindication come. Let your eyes behold the right. You have tried my heart. You have visited me by night. You have tested me, and you will find nothing. I have purposed that my mouth will not transgress. With regard to the works of man, by the word of your lips, I have avoided the ways of the violent. My steps have held fast to your paths. My feet have not slipped. I call upon you, for you will answer me, O God. Incline your ear to me. Hear my words. Wondrously show your steadfast love, O Savior of those who seek refuge from their adversaries at your right hand. 1 Chronicles chapter 24, verses 1 through 30. The divisions of the sons of Aaron were these: the sons of Aaron, Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. But Nadab and Abihu died before their father and had no children. So Eleazar and Ithamar became the priest with the help of Zadok of the sons of Eleazar and Amalek, the sons of Ithamar. David organized them according to the appointed duties in their service. Since more chief men were found among the sons of Eleazar than among the sons of Ithamar, they organized them under 16 heads of fathers' houses of the sons of Eleazar and 8 of the sons of Ithamar. They divided them by lot, all alike, for there were sacred officers and officers of God among both the sons of Eleazar and the sons of Ithamar. And the scribe Shimei, the son of Nethanel, a Levite, recorded them in the presence of the king and the princes, and Zadok the priest, and Amalek the son of Abiathar, and the heads of the fathers' houses of the priests and of the Levites, one father's house being chosen for Eleazar and one chosen for Ithamar. The first lot fell to Jehorarib, the second to Jedaiah, the third Harim, the fourth to Seorim, the fifth Malachijah, the sixth to Mijamin, the seventh to Hakoz, the eighth to Abijah, the ninth to Jeshua, the tenth to Shinkaniah, the 11th to Elashib, the 12th to Jachim, the 13th to Hophpah, the 14th to Jeshabib, the 15th to Bilgah, the 16th to Immer, the 17th to Hezir, the 18th to Hapaziz, the 19th to Pethahiah, the 20th to Jezekel, the 21st to Jachin, the 22nd to Gamul, the 23rd to Delaiah, the 24th to Mazai. These had as their appointed duty in the service to come into the house of the Lord according to the procedure established for them by Aaron their father, as the Lord God of Israel had commanded him. And of the rest of the sons of Levi, of the sons of Amram, Shabel, of the sons of Shabel, Jehadiah, of Rehabiah, of the sons of Rehabiah, Eshahai, the chief of the Esrites, Shelemoth, of the sons of Shelemoth, Jahath, the sons of Hebron, Jerai, the chief, Amari, the second, Jahazel, the third, Jachamim, the fourth, the sons of Uzziel, Micah, of the sons of Micah, Shamir, the brother of Micah, Izhiah, the sons of Izhiah, Zechariah, the sons of Merari, Mahali, and Moshi, the sons of Jazel, Binno, the sons of Merarihi, of Jazel, Binno, Shoham, Zakur and Abri of Mahli Eleazar, who had no sons, of Kish, the sons of Kish, Jerahmeel, the sons of Mushi, Mahali, Eder, and Jeremoth. These were the sons of the Levites according to their fathers' houses. Acts chapter 16, verses 4 through 15. As they went on their way through the cities, they delivered to them for observance the decisions that had been reached by the apostles and elders who were in Jerusalem. So the churches were strengthened in the faith, and they increased in numbers daily. And they went through the region of Phrygia and Galatia, having been forbidden by the Holy Spirit to speak the word in Asia. And when they had come up to Mysia, they attempted to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit of Jesus did not allow them. So passing by Mysia, they went down to Tauros, and a vision appeared to Paul in the night. A man of Macedonia was standing there urging him and saying, "Come over to Macedonia and help us." And when Paul had seen the vision, immediately he sought to go into Macedonia, concluding that God had called us to preach the gospel to them. So setting sail from Tauros, we made a direct voyage to Samothrace, and to the following day to Neapolis, and from there to Philippi, which is a leading city of the district of Macedonia and a Roman colony. We remained in the city some days, and on the Sabbath day, we went outside the gate to the riverside where we supposed there was a place of prayer. And we sat down and spoke to the women who had come together. One who heard us was a woman named Lydia from the city of Thyatira, a seller of purple goods, who was a worshiper of God. The Lord opened her heart to pay attention to what was said by Paul, and after she was baptized in her household as well, she urged us, saying, "If you have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come to my house and stay." And she prevailed upon us. This is the word of the Lord. The grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of the Lord remains forever. Amen.